Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Barber Marina, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazines, Richardson's MapTech, Passage Maker Troller Fest, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you whether you are dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our store at www.greatloop.org/store. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. As Beth just said, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly blog radio show. The Homeport crew is here today. I'm Janice Cromer, and I'm the director of our group. And Steve Cromer is supposed to be on the line, but we can't seem to find him, so we must be having some technical difficulties. Steve, are you there yet? I guess not. Well, for those non-members out there listening to the show, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, which of course encompasses the Atlantic and Gulf intercoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA as we're known, is an organization of people who share the sense of adventure and curiosity about America's Great Loop. Our primary purpose is to get everyone information and enhance the overall experience for those doing the loop or just learning about it. Our website is www.greatloop.org. We'd love for you to become a member and
to the show. The Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, including the Atlantic and Gulf intercoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers. Our association's main purpose is to put people together, both socially and informationally.
As our loopers approach the Erie and Oswego canals, we thought it might be helpful to learn about the status of the locks and things to do along the canal. We're very happy to introduce our guest host, Kim Vorchheimer of a great sponsor, SK Yards. While in this area, don't forget about this great full-service facility. They have both transient and seasonal slips. Kim, welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Janice. I'm glad to be a part of the show.
Thank you. I kind of think this is not going to be a very long show because the status of the canal right now, basically, Kim, give us an update.
Okay, I spoke with the canal organization this morning who are working tirelessly, I'm sure, to get the canal back in a navigational status. They've been working on the Mohawk River in particular, with their movable dams that they have in place in which they can regulate the depth and debris flow on that section. The problem that they have with the Mohawk River is that there's a tremendous amount of tributaries that go into there, which increase the pools of water, thus creating a lot of current and debris in those sections of the canal. So I was speaking with them, and they said that they have truss bridges that are in that area in which they can raise and lower the gates, so to speak, to help alleviate any conditions that are happening. So it takes a while for that to be in place, for that to remove debris if it should block them, et cetera. So they have a lot of commercial traffic that's due in, so they, in addition to the pleasure craft, need to facilitate the canal for that passage as well.
Do you know at this point how far the loopers can get? I mean, is it closed from its very, very eastern point?
Yes, I think it's closed basically from lock 6, which I believe is by the flight lock, which is in the Schenectady area, Schenectady,
oh.
Albany area.
Okay.
And then the Oswego is closed. I know that the Champlain is closed, and the Cayuga Seneca Canal is closed. So pretty much everybody's at a standstill at this moment. I know that they work pretty much around the clock. There's a really good team of individuals that are heading up the canal at this time that were put in place, I think, 2 years ago. They're very proactive on the canals and have been, I think it's a good team to have in place for all these things that have happened in the last couple of years with the hurricanes and such.
Okay, great. I guess, you know, it's really strange. I haven't had much input on a discussion forum from people who are stuck up there. We've gotten a lot of input from members giving us the status of the canals, but again, I haven't had much input. I'm going to break for a quick commercial from Saunders Yacht Works, who is a very great sponsor, kind of new. So give us a minute, Kim, and then we'll get back to the Erie Canal.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
With its beginnings in marine diesel engine service more than 50 years ago, Saunders Yacht Works has evolved its focus into the yachting industry and now operates 2 full-service boatyards in coastal Alabama. Saunders specializes in propulsion engine repowers, interior remodels, and overall vessel refits. The company's skilled employee group ranges from certified diesel service technicians to master craftsmen in marine carpentry, paint, and fiberglass. Customer service representatives at the Gulf Shores and Orange Beach locations are ready to help with any questions or service needs. Call 251-981-3700 or visit saundersyacht.com. Saunders Yacht is a proud Commander sponsor of AGLCA.
Thank you, Beth. Kim, before we get started, I think we have 2 other callers on the line. I know we're having technical difficulties this morning, but is there someone from the 918 area code waiting?
That would be me, Wayne McManus on Help Me Rhonda, and we're with 4 boats inside of Lock 11, so I can give you some pretty good updates, I think.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Wayne. Thank you so much.
You want me to go ahead now?
Please.
Okay, we were at Waterford for the first closure for a few days and then got moving again, made it up to lock number 7, and then made it up to Amsterdam at Riverlink Park. We had 4 boats there. We're on Help Me Rhonda, 44 Gulf Star. We've got Mooring Dove, a 39 Silverton, a 36 Grand Banks, and I forget the others, Sport Fisher. Anyhow, we were there for a couple of days, and then the canal folks have been absolutely wonderful.
Well,
the
that's
city
the
engine-
typical
Yeah, the city engineers
been
down.
They're wonderful, and the marinas along the way are usually very helpful.
Yeah, so anyhow, they came down, the engineer folks came down. We had plans for, regardless of what happened, worst case scenario being, if it got worse than they were hoping for, then they would ask us to move upstream into Lock 11. So yesterday morning they came down early, knocked on everybody's door, said we need you in Lock 11 in the next hour. So, you know, we gathered, we were already, they actually closed some of the gates to slow the current down so it wasn't too bad getting into the lock. It was only like a mile and a half trip. But anyhow, so we're all safe and secure inside the lock. We're having to manage our lines as the water levels adjust and all.
What about provisioning? Are you okay on supplies and fuel and food?
Yeah, we're pretty self-sufficient, as you know, traveling the loop. And everybody's been wonderful. Like I say, they brought a portable generator down this morning to help us not have to run generators as often. They've got water line run out here if we need water. We're across the street from a restaurant. They said they're probably going to bring us a car so that we can, you know, run around, because there's no telling how many days we may be here. And then we just had a lady, a school teacher, come down to the lock and offer her car, and because her husband is lockmaster at number 15 upstream. So, yeah, we're fine. Everything's good. I know we did hear, and I don't want to start rumors, but we did hear that there may be some trouble with two of the locks downstream from us toward Waterford.
Well, thank you for that update, Wayne, and it's so great to hear about the generosity of people. There's someone on the line that's been waiting for quite a long time. 239-405, are you there? Okay, I guess not.
Janice?
Hello, is there someone there?
Janice?
Yes.
Yes, this is from a Motor Vessel Marbles. I'm just called in by phone. I did not call in with a question, just listening.
Okay, that's fine. I wish you all the best. Can you give anybody some suggestions? I know they're pretty well tied up, but is there anything that they can do to keep themselves busy along the canal? I mean, as we heard, people are helping with food and cars, but do you have any suggestions for what they may do while they're waiting?
Well, I know that in the Ilion area, you're close to the Remington's Arms Museum, and also over that way, Cooperstown is not too far from, I'm not sure which lock, but the Baseball Hall of Fame is there. And I know that I spoke with a customer here maybe about a week and a half ago that had gone there from the canal. They had either a lock tender or they had gotten a car to drive down there. So that's kind of a interesting point of interest for many, you know, that are traveling through. And the Canal Corporation, as well as the communities all along the canal, are very hospitable during these difficult times. They've had to rally around more than just now. You know, over the years, they've all come to the help of others. As you recall, the what was it, like 5 or 6 years ago when the boats were stranded down there, you know, I think that the boaters had to get off of their boats at that time, and they were put up by the community fire departments and stuff like that. So the communities are very orientated towards those that are traveling and trying to facilitate their comfort.
Well, that's what the experience of our loopers, and as we know, our loopers are resilient. So unless anyone has anything else, I think we'll close for the day and wish you all well. Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
Just so all of our loopers know, SK Yards has a full supply of charts and travel books for the areas north of you. So if you haven't been able to stock up on everything that you need as you go north and into Canada, stop at SK. Kim, just where is your location? It's in Brewerton, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's at the western end of Oneida Lake. By mile marker 150, and we are east of Lock 23. And in the Brewerton area, there's, you know, several facilities, and it's also a good town to reprovision on supplies and whatnot. It's also close to the Syracuse Airport or train, bus terminals, rental cars, that kind of thing, because many people, obviously, as time goes on, you know, plans have to change or adjustments need to be made. And so it's a good area. Our area is a good area for doing that kind of thing.
Okay, Kim, just excuse me for 1 minute. I think we have another caller.
Sure.
I see somebody waiting in the queue.
Okay.
910, area code 910. Are you with us?
Yeah, Janice, this is Tom Goodman, aboard Journey down in...
Tom, it's so good to talk to you.
Yeah, how are you? We're down in Kingston with about eight of the boats.
Tom is a wonderful harbor host in the Southport area. Is it? No, not Southport.
Swansboro.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, listen, we have about eight boats down here and getting conflicting information about what's open, what's not open. I guess as far as we know right now, all the locks are closed. We just don't know how much room is up in Waterford if we move forward, or whether we should just stay here in the Kingston area and wait for the locks to open.
My suggestion would be to wait, because what happens is when the locks close like that, everybody kind of piles up, and then there's it's a little bit confusing with a lot of people all at once, and so I think spacing yourselves out is a better way to go, in my own personal opinion.
Yeah, well, we've been here 5 days, and I think probably it's going to be have to wait here until probably Sunday or Monday before we get underway to make sure things clear out. Of course, that depends on when they open the locks.
Correct.
But we are in a great place. I have to tell you, this museum, Maritime Museum in Kingston, has been just absolutely wonderful to us, all the boats that are here.
Awesome.
But it's a great place to wait.
I'm sure it is. That's always been a good stop along the Hudson. And there, I do know that the Canal Corp is working, you know, very feverishly towards making their, you know, dropping off the water level so that they're safe for navigation. I know that a couple people that have already gone through faced a tremendous amount of debris early spring, and also some very heavy currents that affected, you know, entering the locks and stuff, and there's been some fiberglass repairs needed, you know, along the way. So that's, you know, another reason why they have to, you know, close, because when the currents become so strong and not navigable, it's just not safe. So.
All right, thank you. Well, we'll be standing by here listening to the show. Thank you, Jess.
I'm so sorry. I'm going through all my notes, and I can't find the phone number. You can Google it. That's what I did. But Jimmy at the Waterford Visitor Center at the lock is wonderful. He has great knowledge. If you can track down his phone number, give him a call.
Yeah, I've been talking to the Welcome Center. They have been very helpful.
Good.
Dennis?
Yes.
This is Tom Jones on Marbles.
Yes, Tom.
Information on the Chamblee Canal up the Sorrel.
The Canadian Chamblee?
That's correct.
I have not heard anything about that. I cannot answer that. I can explore it if you'd like and try to get back to you with that.
I don't think that's necessary. There is a website available, as I recall, but I'll just follow up that way. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay, I don't see anyone else calling in. I guess for now, Kim, do you have anything you'd like to close with?
No, I just look forward to seeing those of you that are traveling through the canal, and hope that that the beginning of our season, which has been very damp, gets itself out of its system so that we can all look forward to a better and warmer summer.
Kim, do you know what the current forecast is for the next few days?
I do not, Janice. I did not look that up.
Okay, well, I hope there's sunshine in everyone's future. That's it for today. We'll be back next week. Kim, have a good week, and thank you so much, and thank you to all our listeners.
Thank you, Janice.
Safe cruising, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.